Well, I guess this means y'all ain't giving up on us yet. Can't say I'd feel the same way if I was in your shoes. Too bad, too. I always hoped that the next generation would have a better grasp on reality. So much for that.
Hey, all you Mulleteers. We're glad to have you back with us on another edition of the Mullet Cast. Boy, have we got a show for you. Not one, but two villains are going to be joining us on the show today. I hope the sound quality is up to par, because we're going to record our part in our HQ, and they're going to record their part in their HQ and send it to us to edit together. We'll see how it turns out. Introductions here directly, but first, I want to take just a brief moment to thank our sponsors. They keep us feeling like we're doing something legitimate, so I hope you all give them your business. Not the business, your business, like your money for their services or products, etc. You know what I mean. If you'd like to be a sponsor of the podcast, or if you got questions or comments, please leave us a comment on our Facebook fan page, or email us at redmulletmovie@andrewchandler.net, like these folks did. Casey from Albuquerque, New Mexico says, I ran a report on your site that shows that there is a massive amount of additional traffic we can get you by getting you into higher positions in the search engines. Are you interested in getting additional traffic / sales?
Hey, Bullet, I told you not to read that. It's just spam.
Oh, whoops. Man, I remember a time when it was a good thing if somebody gave you spam. All right. Well, here's one from Justin of Arlington, Virginia. I'm contacting you to see if there is anything that you would like to change, repair, or redesign on your site, or if you'd like to rebuild a new site completely. I am a web designer / developer that can do just about anything you can imagine at a very good price.
Sorry, Mullet, that's another junk mail. I tried to warn you about those. Here, read this one.
Oh, okay, here. Dear Mr. Mullet, my name is Evan, and I am 6.5 years old. I live in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and I want to be a superhero when I grow up. My daddy says I should be a doctor instead, and my mommy says I can be the President of the United States if I want to, but I don't think I want to do those things. Can I come live with you so you can teach me how to be a superhero? I can pay you $11.67 from my piggy bank if it would help. Love, Evan. P.S. Do they have macaroni and cheese where you live? Whew. Well, Evan, there's good news and bad news. The good news is, your mom is right. You can be the president when you grow up. In fact, you can be anything you want, superheroes included. And your dad is looking out for you too. And you know what else? Doctors is kind of like superheroes. They help folks and make them feel safe. The bad news is, I don't think it's a good idea to come and live with me right now. Cowboy would tell you the same thing. We got mac and cheese, but not much else that little boys need to grow up proper like. Things like, you know, moms and dads and schools and vegetables and shoes. Anyway, keep saving your pennies and keep exercising and getting strong. Maybe someday, when you're older, you can come train with us for a piece, or maybe we can come visit you in the White House. Man, I hope I didn't just create a supervillain there. Anyway, speaking of supervillains, we got us a couple of nuggets right here on the line. Collectively, they go by the name of Gumbotron. At least that's what they call their giant robot machine of mass destruction. Separately, they are the brothers Roy and Reese, calling us from somewhere down on the bayou. Let's see what they got to say for themselves. Welcome to the show, boys.
Hey, there he is. What do you say, Mullet?
I'd say he's about due for a haircut.
Oh, shut up, Reese. Nobody asked you. Now, this here guy is putting us on his radio podcast thing. Show some decorum.
Decorum? I'll tell you what. I'll show some decorum if you could spell it.
Well, I can spell it. Shoot. D-E-K. What about some class then, huh? Can you show some class? I can spell that.
Can you?
C-L-S. Lamb.
Oh, fellas, if I can cut through this slab of piping hot irony for a second.
Yeah, man, go right ahead.
Well, I wanted to thank you for taking the time to talk with me. You mentioned beforehand that you had a statement you wanted to read.
Oh, yeah, we do. We're big fans of the show, by the way. We just had a few things we wanted to make sure we got on the air for the record. Go ahead, Reese.
Ham. We, the brothers Plum, being of sound mind and able bodies, in the presence of many witnesses, under solemn oath, by our own merit, do hereby declare that you're never gonna take us alive, coppers!
Yeah, suck it, pigs!
Nice. Well, you guys know that I ain't associated with the police, though, right?
Whatever. Well, that's exactly something an undercover fuzz would say.
Well, listen, the point of this interview is not to try and track you down or to get you to give up the location of your hideout.
Good, because it ain't gonna happen.
And I'm okay with that. We just want to have a good show here. Learn a little more about who you boys are and why you do what you do. Maybe find some common ground and hear some good stories. That sound all right with you?
I don't know. Reese, what do you say?
Yeah, all right. I guess that'd be okay. But no funny business, you hear?
Well, I can't guarantee that. But I can guarantee free swag if we get 20 minutes worth of entertainment out of you boys.
Boy, that's what I'm talking about. Love me some free stuff. Heck, there ain't much I wouldn't do to get me some complimentary handouts.
It's true. One time I walked barefoot over broken glass just to win a beer cozy.
What? I hate when my beer gets warm.
You never put one down long enough for it to get that way.
Could do. Maybe if and I was distracted.
Speaking of distractions, where can I send that swag to?
Oh, you got a pen? It's 8-5-3-0. Hey! Hey, nice try!
Oh, yeah. Thought you could trick us, didn't you? You have to get up pretty early in the morning to put one over on Gumbotron.
Oh, that's right. Wait, this mean we don't get the free stuff?
I'll email it to you.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Since you mentioned it, tell me a little bit about Gumbotron. Who came up with that?
Oh, well, I take credit for the idea. Now, we growed up watching cartoons and movies about giant robots and monsters and such. I got into driving heavy machinery and construction equipment at an early age. Reese, he learned himself how to do engineering and welding, so it seemed like the natural thing to do.
Yeah, we started out small, building little combat droids like you see on them TV shows.
Man, we dominated those deals, but yeah, that was small time. We wanted to go big time.
Well, Roy got wind of an arms dealer that was offering up a heap of cash for new weapons of mass destruction.
Woo-hoo! We jumped at the chance to do some serious damage. Didn't care who was footing the bill.
Yeah, so long as they did pay.
Yeah, buddy. We pulled out all the stops. It really went full tilt, you know, working for months, gathering scrap, begging, borrowing, stealing.
But it was all worth it. She was a thing of beauty.
Gumbotron is a she?
Woo-hoo-hoo! Of course she is. She loud and temperamental, impossible to steal, and curvaceous as she is, stubborn. But if you treat her right, ooh, she put out like you wouldn't believe.
Now, careful. She'll hear you.
Oh, and my brother also thinks that she's self-aware.
Is that so?
Well, I programmed her so she's capable of certain cognitive functions.
Personally, I think he's just fantasizing.
You're just jealous because she likes me more than you.
Whatever. She know who her daddy is.
Okay. Things are getting a little weird now. Maybe it's a good time to go to a commercial break. Stick around. When we come back, more from Reese and Roy of Gumbotron.
Roy and Reese?
Yeah. Hi, folks. Bob Arnold here. If you're picking up these sound waves, that probably means that you like listening to things. Now, there's no accounting for taste, but if that's the case, why waste your time filling your auditory canals with inferior drivel like this podcast? Allow me to offer you an alternative form of ear enjoyment, something that will provide you with hours and hours of quality audible entertainment that will thrill and inspire. I'm talking about Chatterbox Audio Theater. With over 10 years of experience, crafting fully soundscaped works of dramatic interpretation is what Chatterbox does best, unquestionably better than what you're listening to now. So what are you waiting for? Do your hearing organs a favor and visit us today at chatterboxtheater.org to stream or subscribe.
We're back on the line with Roy and Reese. We managed to get a little sidetracked there with talk of artificial intelligence, which I'm sure Cowboy would like to hear more of, so maybe we'll circle back around to that. But I'm curious about the mysterious arms dealer and how all that played out.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we showed up at this abandoned airfield out west in the desert, along with a bunch of other inventors from all over the world, right? So there was some fellas from Germany with a flying tank-looking thing, and a bunch of Asian dudes with all kinds of drones and missiles, and one guy from Colombia or somewhere had a submarine with a flamethrower attached to it. Not sure how that was supposed to work. Anyway, we was all supposed to give a demonstration, but since we went first, We just blew up everybody else.
They weren't too happy about that.
No, but we won the contract by default. Well, then that slimy SOB tried to shortchange us.
Ooh, by a few $1 million.
Yeah, so we decided to take our toys and go home. There was a brief incident that got blown out of proportion, but let's just say it didn't go too well for him and the rest of the guys that tried to stop us.
Oh, I see. Well, what'd you do then?
Well, we knew we had to lay low for a bit. Otherwise, the government or somebody would be knocking down our door trying to take Gumbotron away, or worse.
If they didn't try to destroy us, they'd want to dismantle here for sure.
Yep. So we managed to get her back home and keep her hidden while we did some modifications.
What kind of modifications?
Reinforced titanium armor plating, higher caliber munitions, more fuel-efficient drive trains, beer cooler, that sort of thing.
What does she run off of, by the way?
Well, currently she's got a converted diesel engine that burns filtered waste vegetable oil.
That's very environmentally friendly of you.
It's cheap is what it is.
Yeah, but them modifications ain't. How you afford to do all that? I don't imagine they got titanium plates down at the junkyard.
Nope. We got that money from the arms dealer after we renegotiated, right? Well, that set us up pretty nice for a while.
Well, till Roy here went and pissed the rest of it away at the dog track.
Oh, that was a sure thing.
Yeah, sure thing that lost us a fortune.
Well, you sure wasn't doing nothing to rake in more dope.
I told you I was waiting on them patents to get
approved. Well, don't get me started on them dang patents. If I had to hear about that one more time.
Fellas, hey, let's reel it back in. Incidentally, Roy, I'm right there with you. My sidekick is always talking about his patents, too.
What's with that, man? Like, who cares, you know? All the best ideas in the world was stolen from somebody else.
Hold up. Are you implying that I'm the sidekick?
I weren't implying nothing. I'm just trying to empathize.
Let's face it, bro. Even the Red Bullet can tell who's the brains of this here operation.
Now, wait a second.
Now, what's he know? I'd like to see how far you get without my brains. I reckon you wouldn't make till the end of the driveway.
We ain't even got a driveway. Besides, if it weren't for me, you'd still be spot-welding fishing boats at the bait and tackle shop.
Oh, I got plenty of marketable skills, thank you very much.
Like what? Erasing your internet search history?
Oh, that's coming from the guy who puts Pop-Tarts in the toaster with the wrapper still on.
I think we covered that y'all ain't culinary masters, but don't worry, you're in good company.
Well, I can grill their out of a porterhouse steak.
Yeah, sure, if you like eating solid charcoal.
A little carbon in your diet never hurt no one.
But let's get back to your criminal origins, if we could.
Oh, shut up, Mountain Boy. Can't you see? We're having a discussion.
Don't tell him to shut up. He ain't been nothing but civil to us this whole time. More than I can say for you, you ungrateful swamp rat.
Oh, swamp rat now, is it? Okay, since we're calling names Mama's boy, how about you explain the intricacies of Gumbatron's inner workings? Especially on account of she liked you better and all.
Don't you bring our mama into this. If you really want me to talk about that rusty old heap of junk, I'll talk about that rusty old heap of junk.
Junk? Junk?
Yeah.
What about does it? Well, what have you ever made? All you do is drive the dang thing. Any idiot can do that.
Well, then how come you running into the nearest pond?
That was an honest mistake. The gears was put in backwards.
And whose fault was that?
Well, two fault was it that your huge fuzzy dice kept obstructing my view.
Well, if they bothered you, why'd you take them down? It ain't like they was epoxy to the windshield.
Well, I thought you'd get mad.
Mad? Why would I be mad? I don't want you to sink into the bayou and drown.
Really?
Well, of course not. You're my brother.
Oh, that's downright heartwarming. You fellas mind getting back to the interview now?
Where were we?
I believe you were modifying Gumbotron.
Oh, yeah. We got it fixed up real nice. Just in time, too, because wouldn't you know, it weren't long before opportunity came a-calling.
Well, sure enough, we'd been waiting for a good chance to let loose and see what she could really do.
And what better testing grounds than a military convoy?
Tracked you down, did they?
Yeah, apparently one of them boys at the desert rendezvous had recorded a video of the whole thing on his phone, and it had made its way round the interwebs, unbeknownst to us.
Yeah, we'd gone viral.
Anyway, that put the federal boys onto us, and they'd come to see what was what.
But we saw them coming, so we was ready.
Them boys didn't know what hit them.
What actually hit them first was a bunch of landmines.
Yeah, we rigged a whole perimeter with them puppies.
So they leave?
Oh, no. Them kept coming. And they was mad in hell, too. Even called in a chopper.
We took that out with a surface-to-air missile we picked up at the Army-Navy surplus store.
What the heck kind of Army-Navy... Are you serious?
No, man. He's just pulling you dead.
Just wanted to see what you'd say.
But we did send them boys packing. Then we picked up stakes and moved camp since we figured they'd be back again with reinforcements.
And did they?
We're still waiting. I suspect they'll be around any day now.
So what do you do with Gumbotron in the meantime?
Oh, mostly blow up trees, shoot gators, crush old cars, that sort of thing.
No crime sprees, robbing banks, terrorizing innocent bystanders, anything?
Yeah, we tried some of that, but yeah, it's too much trouble. We gotta get up early, we gotta make sure we got enough grease for fuel, prime the weapons, plan our route, and don't get me started on how long it takes for the computer systems to boot up.
Oh, well, next time you could program it yourself, then.
Well, if I did, I sure as hell wouldn't use Windows 98!
Whoa, really? You're running a 20-year-old OS and you think she's self-aware?
Well, what do you know about it, hillbilly?
Yeah, I bet you got a Commodore 64 duct taped together or something.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense, especially considering we put out this podcast every week and Cowboy's watching y'all on a satellite feed right now.
You're bluffing.
Let's see. You got a green Chevy Silverado with a winch on the front, a couple of four-wheelers, big old gas grill, satellite dish from the 80s.
That could be anybody.
Above ground swimming pool, bass boat, canoe, jet ski.
Well, that don't prove nothing.
I see a fenced in area with some dogs, small dogs, Pomeranians, I believe, sand volleyball court, sunflower patch, feng shui rock garden. Should I go on?
So what? Yeah, we here and you're in Kentucky or wherever. What are you going to do?
Oh, nothing. Like I said, I was just looking for 20 minutes of good entertainment. Oh, and what do you know? Looks like we got it.
What? Are you cutting us off? What if we ain't done talking yet?
Oh, I think you boys will be plenty busy with what's headed your way now.
What do you mean? Who's coming? Reese?
Oh, I don't see nothing. He's bluffing again.
Mullet, what do you see?
Gotta go, boys. It's been a real treat talking with you. Say hey to the authorities for me.
Mother!
I hope y'all enjoyed that as much as I did. We'll keep an eye on them boys and let you know what develops. Meanwhile, I hope you'll join us next time when we interview more unsung heroes and unrepentant villains on the Red Mullet Podcast.
This year's been a Monumental Flounder production, written and produced by Andrew Chandler. Red Mullet and Cowboy, created by Jay Choop. Special thanks today to Bob Arnold and Marcus Brown. For more Red Mullet content, go to andrewchandler.net.